Flight attendant.
She is the helpful lady on the plane, a bit like Mummy. She gives food and sells chocolate bars. Her uniform is festive.
She flies, of course. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to stay up in the sky.
I think she looks a bit like a bird. At least, I don't think she looks after animals.
People often think that the job of a flight attendant is glamorous because you can wear a uniform and travel all over the world. That's just partly true. The narrow aisles of the plane don't offer the most enjoyable working conditions. On shorter flights, we're in a hurry all the time, serving food and drinks and selling duty-free goods. All the time, though, we must show a friendly face and be polite. Working times are usually irregular, and some flights across the Atlantic make the shift long. The crew, which consists of the pilot, co-pilot and stewardesses and stewards, have to work well as a team. To become a flight attendant, you have to be a certain height, have good eyesight and be in good physical condition. You must also be able to speak foreign languages and be suited to customer service. Our main concern during the flight is the passengers' safety and well-being. Before they board, we check that there are things like life vests, blankets and pillows in the cabin. When the passengers are aboard, we give the safety demonstration and check that everyone is buckled up with their seats in takeoff positions. Personally, I love my job, and to be able to make the passengers' flight as pleasant as possible is my best reward.